Okay, Dr. Leah. Good morning.
Yes, hello.
Sorry. We digress, Dr. Leah. Oh, imagine how that happened.
It's called chat with
women. My son's shoe is going, get ready, come on.
Okay, Dr. Leah, jump in here and give us our tip, because it's a good one.
It's a good one. Well, it's one of those beginning of the year tips. You know, we're all going to diet and lose weight and whatever, you know, lose 10 years of our life. And a great way to do that is to detox. Well, yeah, you know, detox. But most people don't do it in the right way because they start too fast and they get sick. And then they're like, what am I doing? And then
they stop. Don't feel good when you do it the wrong way. I've done it. Low blood sugar.
Right. You detox too quickly and the toxins are coming out and you get a headache and you get sick. And there's a way to do it is gently start. But the most important things I always remind people is that in order for you to detox your body, you have to have all of your channels of elimination working.
Did you hear that?
All your channels of elimination.
Including such a lovely way to put it.
It does. It sounds so elegant.
And we know it's not.
Well, actually, if you think about it, if you're all stopped up and you're trying to get rid of stuff out of your body, it doesn't work. Your body actually reabsorbs it.
Yes.
So you have to have a bowel movement every day. You have to be drinking lots of water, and because most of us are dehydrated. And a way to think about how much water you really need, besides the 8 to 10 glasses you usually hear about, is a third of your body weight in ounces of water. Because that's about how much water's in our body. And we need to give it that much to be able to process things through the kidney, through the bowels, through our skin.
Should we move the computer to the bathroom?
No.
If you know,
then just drink water.
And we have a long walk to the bathroom.
I mean, honest, Dr. Leah, there's going to be coming a trail. It's just awful. I can't get there fast enough and often enough.
I can give you one of those female catheter things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, it is a problem in that. I think that's why. But I have to say that, isn't it true, Dr. Leah, after you do it for a while, you stop having to go as
your
often.
Your body adjusts, you know, because you have
we just
more
haven't done it long
regular
enough.
Bowel movements, and your body it does adjust.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that includes, like, soups and herbal teas and things like that.
Liquids.
It's not just regular water. I mean, it includes other part of
the
water.
I like that it includes herbal teas.
The liquids.
It does not include wine or alcohol.
No.
Because those dry you out.
If you have
or
any
coffee,
alcohol, work out for an hour, or any sodas, you need to add an extra 8 ounces for every one of those.
Oh, well, then there you go. That's why I don't exercise. Can you imagine? I can't add any more liquid.
And those 2 cups of coffee, that's 2 more glasses. But, you know, actually, you're absolutely right. We know that
we're dehydrated.
And it's interesting. My mom is starting to get older and starting to forget things. And one of the things she's not doing is she's not drinking water. And one of the things we think is wrong with her right now is she's
dehydrated.
Totally dehydrated.
Oh, right. It affects kidney function hugely, especially in the elderly. Their kidney function will shift.
And,
you know, just drinking water does a lot. In fact, getting your water level up when you want to start a detox is the best thing to do because you detox just with that.
How long do we have to do that before we actually get to the real severe detox?
Well, I would say do that for a couple, 2-3 weeks, really, you know, because that's part of it. But also, if you're not having regular bowel movements, then that's going to be problematic as well.
Right.
And so you have to also continue to do that. I mean, if you're drinking water but you're not having regular bowel movements, then you're not getting anywhere. You have to do that every single day, twice a day even for some people, get it out of your body. Then in the spring, you know, when it's getting to be closer to springtime, that's a great time to do a cleanse. It's warmer, there's more light, your liver has more energy going to it, which is energetically the liver is very important in part of this detox, and so you need to have that work well. And springtime's a great time to do cleanses.
That's very good to know. Are you eliminating
certain foods through the cleanse, or what is the process?
Well, honestly, it really depends on the person, because I individualize it with people, because it's like these massive detoxes you see on TV.
Here's this product and here's that product.
I mean, yeah, they might work for some, but they're just sold, and you have no idea The people who are selling it to you have no idea about your health and what's going on. And it may, liver cleanses and detoxes may actually detoxify your medication that you're taking.
Oh.
If you're not doing the right thing.
That's interesting.
Well,
oh, that's
a good point. We're doing a show on this
next
with Dr. Lee.
And that's what we're really excited about.
Yes.
So you're going to all want to stay tuned because she's going to run through us completely.
Right.
And, you know, we want to say that we're talking about this specifically. We got a listener to email us and wanted to know more about this. So
Dr. Leah,
because she's right there, jumped in and said, let's talk about this and let's do a show. So that's how we get things to happen on Chat with Women.
People should email or even call in next week and ask questions because detox stuff is very confusing.
That's good. Yeah, we will open up our telephone lines, Dr. Leah. That's very good.
Well, I think it's true that you need to individualize it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for me, like, I get, if I don't, like, you know, eat regularly and do this, I get really low blood sugar and I feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like I have to, if I'm going to do something like that and really change my diet, which of course is not as healthy as it needs to be, but still, I have to keep that level going.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and see, some people should really never do a full cleanse.
Yeah.
They should do something low level all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have heavy metal toxicities, which, you know, there's ways to find that out, you shouldn't be doing certain types of cleanses. But, you know, there's a lot to it. It's not just cut and dried as eat a bunch of beets and take all these herbs. You know?
Or some protein. No, there's all these cleanses out there, those multi-level marketing ones. And remember I did one? It was, you know, and you get to the point where it's just too much. Well, thank you. I can't wait to talk
about this
next
Dr.
week.
Great,
Dr. Leah. Save your questions.
Okay, Dr. Leah. Well, let's let everyone know they can go to chatwithwomen.com, click on your picture. All your information is there. And your website?
Natural Medicine for Health. .com.
That was naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Yep.
And what's the telephone number, Dr. Leah?
In Bellevue, it's 425-452-9366.
Fabulous. Have a great day.
All right, you too.